Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. Have you ever had that moment where all of a sudden you get to the end of a day, you get to the end of the week, and you wonder what in the world happened? What did you get done? And that's the moment we realize that we were busy, but we didn't really get done what we thought we were going to get done, or that we were really busy, but we're not sure what we actually accomplished. That's an awful feeling. It happens from time to time, and you wonder what in the world. And those are days often that you are just putting out fires, where one thing after another seems to go wrong. And those are not fun. There's a lot of ways we just can't get away from it. The problem, however, is when that becomes the norm, when that becomes the everyday. And then we get to that point, we've entered what I call toxic hustle. And that's where busyness and overwhelm are a constant thing. And so many of us as entrepreneurs, because we are wearing so many hats, we easily fall prey to the lies that toxic hustle tells us. That is something I'd like for us to dive in today, is looking at what does busyness and toxic hustle and overwhelm look like for the entrepreneur? And what are some of the ways we can get around that? And we're going to talk about what I call a Sila mindset, or ways to pause and reflect on your business so that you can back away from that toxic hustle that a lot of us are stuck in. Take you back a few years. As a kid, I was a goer. I did not slow down. My parents had a hard time keeping me entertained. My mother tells me that I stopped taking naps at a very young age. Thankfully, I didn't get a lot of trouble. I just was a mover. I wanted to constantly move. And she finally got to a point where she would send me to my room, and somehow I actually stayed, and I would read a book or I'd play with my toys, and my mom would go take a nap. I was glad she was able to do that. I still apologize to her to this day what I put her through as a kid. Eventually, I started to grow out of that. You know, I got to school and I had friends and I could go play outside. In high school, I actually liked hanging out with my friends and sitting around and hanging out with them. Things shifted again, though, in college. Once I got to college, I was working on campus. I was working off campus. I had a full plus course load. And eventually I burned out. So by the time I got to my senior year, I actually was a few credits short and had to wait and graduate the next year while I could make up those credits. I wish I could say I learned my lesson then and figured out what was going on and how not to be in that toxic hustle mode that was leading to burnout. But no, got out of college and all of a sudden now I had to pay my own rent. I had to pay for my own gas and insurance, and I had student loans I need to pay off. And so toxic hustle kept going. Most of the time through my early career, I had side hustles. I either was working for somebody else as a part-time job, or I also had a lot of little businesses I was trying. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. I had my college degree, but it didn't help me figure out exactly what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted a business. I knew I was very interested in entrepreneurship. But what that was going to look like, what that was going to turn out like, I had no clue. And I taught myself again to be busy. I kept myself busy with paperwork, of organizing my thoughts and research to the point where I never got to the point of actually doing business. But I was busy. So I thought I was being productive. I thought I was doing good. Well, I wasn't making any traction in my business because I was doing busy work behind the scenes that weren't doing anything to grow my business, grow my audience, meet people, help them out. And that's very reminiscent of what the modern world has taught us. The modern world has taught us that busyness is productive. but it rarely is. Busyness is addicting. Busyness can be a distraction. It keeps us from doing the meaningful work. It can keep us from asking the deep questions. It keeps us from doing what we're supposed to be doing and to find our clarity, to find what we're looking for, because we're so busy over here trying to keep up with everything else that we don't take the time to figure out the hard questions, to ask the questions, let alone answer them. Over the years, what I've realized is that busyness lies to us. It makes us feel like we're doing something. It makes us feel like we're getting our checklist marked off. When is that checklist busy work? Or is that purposeful, intentional work of helping us move the needle forward in our business? And one thing I want to point out here, I personally think that hustle is okay. I know that we need stress. Stress is what motivates us. Stress can help us meet that deadline. It can help us get done what we need to do. Our body actually needs stress. The issue becomes is when that hustle mode gets turned on and is never turned off, and we enter what I call toxic hustle. When toxic hustle becomes the norm instead of the exception, that is where we're running into trouble. This toxic hustle is lying to us. It says it's up to me to hold everything together. I need to keep moving so I'm not going to drop all those spinning plates I'm trying to keep moving and not drop. It means that if I keep moving, I'm going to be able to control all the things. It also tells us that when we're tired or when we haven't put in a quote unquote full day, resting is lazy. You're not being productive, and that you need to work longer hours and stay busy, because that's where the badge of honor comes from. That's when you can brag to the other person. And I say brag in quotes, because when you get into entrepreneurial circles, depending on the circle you're in, long days become a badge of honor. We hearken back to the days of our corporate days. I know for me, if I was not putting in a minimum 9 to 10 hour days, I was not keeping up with my coworkers, with my bosses. And people notice that. And that is a habit that I brought into my business. And it's taken me a long time to unlearn that lesson. And then we hear from the social media influencer, the person landing in our email inbox. We even hear it from our fellow entrepreneurs, because their schedule is different than ours. Their expectations are different than ours. And if we're not doing everything they're doing, we're not being productive. We're not doing everything we can possibly do to move our businesses forward. And that is a frustrating place to be, because if we look at toxic hustle, we dive a little bit deeper into what toxic hustle is. One, it's addicting. It's addicting to feel productive, like you're checking everything off of your to-do list. And so we keep going in order to feel like we're being productive, like we're doing something we're supposed to be doing. Toxic hustle also is a distraction. If we keep going, keep trying, we don't have to face the issues and the questions that we should be asking. And we don't take the time to admit, why can't we stop? Why are we addicted to keeping and moving? And also because toxic hustle is lying to us and saying, keep going, don't stop. Slowing down can feel vulnerable. And it can, for a lot of us, feel unsafe, because we wonder, what will we see, what we feel and realize and think? And toxic hustle says, you don't do that. Don't slow down. Keep going. And toxic hustle also pulls in that lovely word comparison, or what I call comparisonitis, because we're not keeping up with everyone else who is doing everything and doing everything well. And we forget that those little squares that we see on social media, we don't know how long they've been working. We don't know what systems they have in place. We don't know what size of team they have. Maybe they're not doing everything, even though it looks like they are. Or we don't know what kind of health problems they have behind the scenes, and how the quality of their life and how their family is doing, because they are spending so many hours and so much mental and emotional energy on their business. We don't know how they're struggling on the other side of that screen. So when we compare ourselves to what we believe is the ideal, that's a dangerous game. And toxic hustle tells us that if we're not comparing, if we're not keeping up with that, whoever that is for you, that you're doing something wrong. But then if we take a step back or a step further in and we look at what toxic hustle is, at the core of it is fear. And it shows up in so many different sizes and shapes. There's a fear of missing out. We're missing out on an opportunity. We're missing out on a post that we need to be aware of. Or we're missing out on a client, a potential client, because we're not being super productive and we're not staying busy and we're not doing all the things to get all the marketing done. Toxic hustle also means that we're in a war with perfectionism because we don't have everything checked off of our to-do list, or we're looking at a launch, a product launch or a service launch, and we're not doing it exactly right, or it's not perfectly ready before we get it out the door. So we work hours and hours and hours right before launch to make sure it looks exactly right. There's also a risk of failure, that we get so scared of failure that we keep going, keep going, keep going, so we can avoid that failure or that sense of failure. Also, as entrepreneurs, we feel like if we're not doing all the things, if we're not being on every single platform, or if we're not launching everything that comes into our mind, that there's going to be a financial loss if we don't keep going. And again, comparison. Comparison and the fear of missing out, that is all fear-based. Those are not intentional decisions that we make to move our business forward. That is fear at the core. And if you've ever noticed, when you're in a season of hustle or your season of toxic hustle that it goes on season after season, there are costs to not slowing down. And we often enter into mental and emotional distress. There are costs of staying in toxic hustle. There are costs to not pausing and reflecting, of stepping away from your business, of stepping away from all the ideas, of occasionally stepping away from social media. There's mental and emotional distress. We enter this high-stress way of living that can lead to weight gain, can impact your blood pressure. We are much more prone to burnout in both life and business. We run into decision fatigue because our brains are so full and they're exhausted. For many of us, it's depression, chronic pain, autoimmune issues, and the list could go on and on and on. And your list is going to be different from mine. I know now that when I have a few things pop up in my body, one of them is tinnitus. That is one of my first signs that I'm tired and I need to slow down and I need to give my brain a break. Because if I don't, then it's going to lead to my chronic pain. My chronic pain is going to impact my mental and emotional distress, which is going to in turn impact my exhaustion and my tinnitus and my chronic pain. And it becomes a vicious cycle. So what do we do? How do we break out of this? We break out of it by adopting a Sila mindset. We adopt pause and reflect routines, and we add them into our schedule so that we have a regular practice, a habit of stepping away from our business, of giving our brains a break, of giving our bodies a break, and realizing that not everything is urgent, and we can step out of the tyranny of the urgent and back into a more restful way of working and learning. And this is something we can learn, to work from rest instead of constantly working out of toxic hustle and exhaustion. Sila mindset. I love the word Sila. It is a word that is near and dear to my heart. And I started using it in my business and in my branding probably 10 to 12 years ago. It's a little tiny word that is found in the Bible, sometimes as a name, mostly as a descriptor or an indicator to pause in some shape or form. It's mostly found in the book of Psalms. It's found in the Bible over 70 times. And what the exact word means is not known. The exact translation of what that word means is lost. However, there's a lot of indicators of what it could be, and most of it centers around pause. So I've adopted the definition of Sila being an invitation to pause, an invitation to reflect, an invitation to take note that this moment is important. It's an invitation to pause and calmly think. And those are some of the common definitions that I have discovered and researched. And so for me, Sila is my invitation to pause. And it's my invitation to you to pause. That's why I have SilaStudios.co. That is my primary business. That is why I have the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm inviting you to pause, to think, to reflect, to step away from toxic hustle and learn to work from rest. So what are some practical ways we can learn to adopt that Sila mindset? And the way we do that is adopting pause and reflect routines, and we can add them into our daily, weekly, monthly, or quarterly business schedule. And I think we need a little bit of all of them, because different levels of pausing and reflecting give you different perspectives on you and your business. And pausing and reflecting is not just about your business. It is also about how you are showing up in your business. How do you feel? How's your physical health? How's your mental and emotional health? So when we create these simple routines to add to our regular schedule, we're creating intentional moments of stepping away from the business, stepping away from the toxic hustle, stepping away to give our brains a break. Since we're at our computer, since we're talking on Zoom or showing up on social media, this creates a lot of exhaustion in our minds, in our brains, and we need to give those poor brains a break. On a daily level for me, that looks like going out on a walk with my dog. And we go out just about every day. And that is my time to de-stress, to disconnect from technology, and just be outside in nature. It also does evolve a lot of stop doing that and leave that alone and no, let's go. We're in the walking portion of today's program because she wants to sniff every single inch of that trail. But that is my time to get outside the home and just let go. And that is part of my pause and reflect, because a lot of times that's where my ideas come from, because I am disconnected, because I am choosing to disconnect from technology. Other than the fact that I will admit, I take a lot of pictures, but it's a creative act. I'm not on social media. I'm not on the phone. I'm using it as a camera. I will admit that. But also because I am disconnecting, because I am de-stressing, a lot of times I get answers to questions that I've been struggling with. I get a lot of ahas out on the trail. And then also daily devotions. I like to have my prayer time and spend some time in my Bible every day. That's a time for me to disconnect and to step back and pause and reflect. Journaling. I love to journal. One of my favorite quotes is from Flannery O'Connor, and she says, "I don't know what I think until I read what I write." And there's something that happens when you put pen to paper and you start pausing and reflecting and you process what's going on in your life in a journal or in some sort of writing practice. And so that's another way you could do it on a daily level. On a weekly level, I'd like to do what I call a weekly examine and review. And I'll link to the other podcast that I did this that dives in further into this weekly routine. And this is a routine that's split up into two parts. One is you take time to reflect on what happened the week before, and then also look ahead what's going to happen in the coming week so that I'm prepared for it. The weeks that I take the time to do this review, my week is totally different. I get more done. I get the right things done. I'm working on my goals, and I'm not running and just playing reactionary games, trying to react to the moment. I'm actually feeling prepared to get into that week and do the work that I need to get done and not so much of the busy work. The weeks that I don't, I get to the end of the week, and those are the weeks I go, what in the world did I get done? And so when you're adopting these routines on a daily, weekly, monthly, or quarterly, you're giving yourself the opportunity, yes, to step out of toxic hustle, but you're also learning to work and plan your business and make decisions about your business from a place of rest, from a place of intention, of looking back and seeing the data of how your business is really doing and how you are doing in your business, instead of constantly on the reactionary end of things. Toxic hustle is reactionary. It's not intentional. It's not purposeful. Adopting a SELA mindset is intentional. It is deliberate. It is proactive instead of reactive. So if you are ready to start adding pause and reflect routines, of learning to adopt a SELA mindset so that you are breaking out of that cycle of toxic hustle and all the repercussions that come from it, I would love to introduce you to the SELA Entrepreneur Journal. And this is a journaling kit that I will be publishing once a quarter here in 2024. And it is made specifically for Christian women entrepreneurs who are weary of that toxic hustle, of that busyness and that overwhelm that often accompanies us on our entrepreneurial journey unless we take measures to prevent it. This is for women who are ready to break free from simply reacting to their businesses and looking for simplicity amid all the chaos. You're learning simple routines that can help you ease that stress and anxiety that does come from all of us trying to do all the things and showing up everywhere. and helps you run your business instead of your business run you. And the Stila Entrepreneur Journal is designed and created specifically to help you cultivate a Stila mindset, and it will help you infuse more faith into your business. The Stila Entrepreneur Journal is a 2-journal package along with some audios. The first one is a pause and reflect mini retreat journal, and this is full of very thought-provoking articles along with journaling prompts to help you process what you've just read. It also includes a scripture reading plan, and then there's a reflection and journaling prompts to help you analyze and absorb what that scripture is telling you. Both of these sections are designed to help you process what you're reading and learn different ways to apply what you're reading into your business. Because toxic hustle, again, just makes you say, read that quick thing and move on. Adopting a Stila mindset and slowing down to actually pause and reflect on what you're doing in the moment helps you make better decisions. Also, there's a weekly examine and Lectio Divina journal. And each week comes with a guided Lectio Divina recording so that you can do it on your own or listen to the audios and I will guide you through the steps. Again, this is a practice of learning to pause and reflect on what's going on in the moment and prepare yourself for the week to come. If you would like more information, if you would like to learn how to adopt a Stila mindset, I invite you to visit stilastudios.co/journal. And on that page, you'll have more information about the journaling kit, as well as a video preview of journal number 1, so you can see how it looks and how it works. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me through my website at stilastudios.co, or you can send me a message through Instagram. The link to my profile will be in the show notes below. But I just want to encourage you that, yes, we often get stuck in the hustle. And we often get pulled into toxic hustle when we're not intentional and deliberate in our planning our days, planning our mindset, because I do believe that adopting a Stila mindset is a mindset experience. It is a mindset game that we're breaking the habit of toxic hustle and learning to move into pausing and reflecting and adopting that Stila mindset. It is possible, and you can start out very simply and learning new routines and new habits that will help you slow down and learn to work from a place of rest. Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today. Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.